friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 50 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, and I am so confused how we are at episode 50 already.
Blink of an eye. Boom. Here we are.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because we're at episode 50, which is crazy. But it also feels like this should be episode 150 all at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it went so fast.
So much. But like,
yeah, it's just bizarre.
How are we here? Anyway, yes. Thank you, Kenzie, for still being here with me.
Likewise, Madison.
Oh, who knows? And honestly, thank you to all of you who are listening, all you devoted friends and followers out there. Seriously, we see you, we hear you, we read your messages, we appreciate you. And if you're just listening and you're for some reason starting with episode 50, bless your heart and welcome to the party.
You're in for a ride.
Yeah, so I feel like this episode is a very nice, I don't know, what's the word? Like, accumulation of how we've gotten to this point in the lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I'm jumping right to what this episode is going to be, because I'm just so excited. It's episode 50.
Just let it go, Madison.
But this episode, overall, we're going to start with what's new with us for in the chick chat. What's been going on with our sexy lives, vanilla lives, all that good stuff. And then our life in the lifestyle. That segment is going to be about our evolution of the lifestyle. And I'm very excited to share, you know, what's changed. Where did we start? Like, where are we now? Mm-hmm. What stayed the same? What has changed? So, yeah, I think that's going to be exciting to talk through together. Because I definitely feel like we've both evolved over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
How many years? At least more than 12 plus years each.
Yeah.
I'm more than 15 years. Holy shit.
You're the winner.
Time
Chicken
flies.
Dinner.
Wow. Woo-hoo. But once we get past that good shit, we're going to wrap this episode up with a sexy foursome story. That's our Going Deep segment. And apparently it's a sexy foursome story with a twist from Kenzie.
Little something different for everyone tonight.
Interesting. Mm. Fits our name of our show. So great job with that.
I do what I can.
All right, we're going to jump right into this episode because we're so fucking excited.
Fuck yeah.
So, chick chat, we always start with our fireball. So they are graciously poured by Barry. Thank you, sir.
Well, chilled.
Cheers.
Perfect. Cheers. Ha ha ha. Oh, it's so warm and fuzzy. Mm.
It wasn't warm, but it was not cold.
It makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Ah. It was good, but I got the chills.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, so... Chick chat, what's new, what's going on? Well, I'm just going to start off with, for both of us, Pod Bash is about, how many months away? It's the end of September, right?
Like 4 months.
Holy shit, four months away. Woo. We are definitely excited to be there as attendees and to see our friends and some listeners and fellow podcasters. I am very excited to be back in that atmosphere. This year, we're going to be at Secrets in Florida.
Yeah.
So Vegas was a blast. I love going out west for any reason, but it'll be fun to go down south to Florida. Mm-hmm. And Secrets is a cool place. It's like its own little world with a club and you can be nude and whatnot at the pool, right? From what I remember. Yeah. And it's just a fun atmosphere. So I feel like I'm excited and looking forward to that this year.
It is in the United States, so it is not an all-inclusive, but I feel like it's as close as you're going to get. You can stay at Secrets. You can eat and drink at Secrets. There's a club on premise. Like, things have their own costs in that financial respect. But otherwise, like, everything you need is all in one place, which is really super fun.
Yes.
So,
yay. And I don't know how many rooms are left, but if you look at the Secrets website or go to the Front Porch Swingers website and book directly from them, I believe that's probably the safest bet.
Agree.
I'm pretty sure there are limited rooms left at this point, but if you can even get a room there or stay nearby and get passes to the parties at night or day parties or something like that. We're definitely going to have a link in our show notes to register for this or to get rooms, whatever is still available. And we'd love to see you there if you can make it. I think some of our friends who are partners for the podcast, like some of the products that we advertise, they will be there too. I don't want to give away too much in case things change before then, but I'm just really excited for a reunion of some sorts. I really, really, really hope that our typical friends who are always there the past 3 years, what'll this be? The fourth, right? Holy shit. Fourth one. I really, really hope our friends who have been there in the past will be back again, because I feel like it just gets better. That's one of the things I love about doing the podcast is the friends that we've made. So I hope that they're all there. And we hope to see some new friends. So that is that.
Yes. Crazy that it will be coming up so soon.
Oh my God, this fucking year is flying by anyway. All right, so let's get into specifically for the both of us what has been new the past several weeks. And honestly, just looking at the show notes, I feel like you have a lot more exciting stuff to share, Kenzie. So maybe I'll start, get it out of the way. You can reclaim everyone's interest and move forward.
False. Everything is interesting.
So recently, it was my birthday, not that long ago. So all four of us actually did go to PGC. Down in Philadelphia, Pleasure Garden Club, for my birthday. And it was one of the first Fridays. Oh, the theme was some rawhide country theme. Yes. Sexy, cute. I get it. It's fun.
No, it worked. I wasn't sure at first when all I saw was rawhide. And then they made a couple like social media posts. And like then I understood that it was supposed to be this country sort of thing. But at first, I honestly wasn't sure. But it was good. It was fine. It worked out. We didn't really participate, but it was still fun.
We didn't at all. We dressed nice. I bought a new pink dress and I was just excited to wear that and a crown and that was that.
Yep. So we I wore a red dress. We were like Valentine's Day, whatever. Like, just do your own thing, whatever you're comfortable with.
And that's it. I love when people do the theme, but that just goes to show you don't really have to. If you dress to impress, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
For any of these events. So that was a fun night. It wasn't overly crowded. We made some new friends that I'm actually hopeful we'll get to see again in the future.
Yeah.
Barry and I did that fun social media post where I actually baked two different birthday cakes, stacked them on top of each other, and I made this social media post where I shoved my ass into the middle of it. We then ate the cake. It was delicious. Don't worry. We didn't share it with anybody else. It was just us. But it was cake on cake, and it was so good.
You would have had any number of people willing to help you with that cake.
I did offer who wanted to lick the icing off, and Barry did after actually we finished the videos. I was like, all right, you're going to get it, and then he came up and licked the icing off. And then I wiped it all off and we fucked each other and it was great. But
all right. And nobody had diabetes. So good. No. All right.
Not yet that I know of. But that was fun. That was all Barry's idea. I was like, what the fuck? We got to bake these two cakes. I just want to eat them. Why do I have to sit on them? But it turned out really fun. So
good.
It was a good birthday weekend. Going back to the couples that we met at PGC that night, I think some were listeners. Some maybe we just randomly stumbled upon. I felt like a good connection with a few of the couples that we were hanging out with. It was very much just like dancey, chatty stuff like that. Nothing sexual that night. But I don't know. I think we're looking forward to maybe attending an upcoming party at a different lifestyle club with one of those couples. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope it works out. And yeah, I think that's it for the birthday weekend. There was a lot of vanilla stuff, which is great for that weekend. But I think a lot of my time, Barry's been doing a lot of work travel lately. So I haven't had the pleasure of having him to myself a lot or being able to go out and do lifestyle things. So it's just been one of those up and downs of the lifestyle.
As you will have. Yeah.
From the lifestyle sense, it's been a low. But in like general life happiness, it's been a high. Yeah. So I don't know. There's that weird balance. But another fun thing is that Barry and I, a couple weeks ago, we both took one of those Shivers gummies that we're partners with Shivers and Love Your, and we both took a Shivers, and we had a great night. So for me, same thing. I mean, I was drinking alcohol that night, but it literally takes at least an hour and like 45 minutes for me to get to that heightened, ready-to-go arousal state. Mm-hmm. Same thing that night. Barry was ready to go, I think, a lot quicker, at least within an hour for sure.
Okay.
So we staggered like when we started the gummies. But oh my God. The orgasm, for me at least, was super fucking intensified.
Ooh.
I was just like insanely wet the whole time. I literally remember being so turned on at one point. I think he was fingering me, but I was like, I maneuvered to like hump his arm, like anything my pussy could touch on his body to just like feel release. I was like, give me, like it was so intense, like super heightened. Okay. There was no doubt of me being too dry for anything. Like it was so fucking enjoyable. Mm. And that was the first we've both actually had one of the gummies together.
Okay.
He obviously took the male one. I took the female one.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. It was an amazing night. So, yeah.
Did Barry have... Like, did he share with you what his experience was? Like, did he feel like sort of that heightened arousal as well?
I feel like he needs to do it again, but he definitely felt in the moment like a lot more like turn on with the getting hard and experiencing his own orgasm.
Okay,
but
okay.
I thought maybe like I was trying to touch him ahead of time and I was hoping he'd have like the shivers and goosebumps mm-hmm. and stuff. And he didn't quite have tons of that, but mm-hmm. he did tell me in the moment he felt much more intensified.
Okay.
Like the feeling when we were in the moment was intensified and when he orgasmed was heightened.
Okay.
So that I'm taking as a plus.
That's a win, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess we both each just took one. So I guess in the future, we could always try more if we wanted to.
Sure.
But neither of us were displeased at the outcome. So I'm definitely looking forward to trying that again.
Excellent.
In any type of scenario. But one other thing, I guess, again, it's just me and Barry. Sorry, it's not a lifestyle thing, but this is all we've had time for lately because life has been so crazy. There's nothing wrong with that. But Barry, for my birthday, bought me a like a bondage spreader bar type of thing.
Ooh, okay.
So we just put it together today. Literally just tried it a few hours ago. But
off the press, folks. Yeah.
Like my ankles can be tied to the end or clipped into the end, belted in. And my wrists can be belted into the middle of the bar. So okay. I guess say I'm standing with my legs spread and if I were to just bend down straight to the ground, tie my wrists in that way,
mm-hmm.
I could be flipped in whatever position.
Okay.
We tried it doggy style. We tried it then, me on my back on the bed, legs in the air, arms in the air, like bolted to this, not bolted, but mm-hmm. clipped into this bar.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm working on letting go of control. I think that's something that's hard for me.
Okay.
And just like a feeling of slight claustrophobia / no escape. Mm. So when we tried it in the doggy style type of position, mm-hmm. my face was like smashed to the bed. My arms were under me. I was like, I was trying to take really calm, deep breaths and just, it felt good when he was fucking me, but I was like, how do I get out? Like, what do I do if I can't breathe? I don't know. I'm still working on letting go of control. That's hard. I don't know if people have tips. I trust Barry. Like, it's not like that's the problem. Yeah,
right.
I don't know. I feel like I told him this is a first step and I'm willing to go take it further, take them tighter next time.
Sure.
With him. So I feel like I'm starting to grow in that space, the bondage type of like letting go of control, submissive thing. So,
and I think it is. I think it's kind of like those baby steps and just the exposure and kind of, I guess, practice, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, really.
To kind of get more comfortable with it. But I think we're probably going to need a picture of that at some point. So,
shit.
Just something to think about.
Okay. We'll work on that for everybody. So, yeah, personally, I've just been enjoying this slight break from the lifestyle, consuming, like, you know what the lifestyle consumes? Like, every waking thought, every weekend, everything you're doing. And it was just nice to have a break from that, personally. I know we recently talked about lifestyle fatigue, so maybe I'm just bouncing off of that and enjoying the break from it, but mm-hmm. we're not against the lifestyle anymore. We still have plans. We're still active on the website. Like, we have things we want to do, but it was nice to just have a little break and focus on each other.
Sure.
So
ebbs and flows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so how about you and Gary? What's up?
Oh, I don't know. So we are also partners with Shameless Care. You will be hearing about them throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Gary and I typically kind of rotate just in terms of our regular, whatever, quarterly testing sort of situation. So I used our friends, Shameless Care, for that service to get myself all checked out and updated. And so just, you know, I know you'll hear the ad itself, but for what it's worth, just to hear from us individually, it is a really convenient and easy to use method or service, however you want to think about it. When you order, the tests come right to your doorstep. It's in a, I don't know, like discreet package. You know, it doesn't say like sex test all over
STD
the test. Yeah, like there's nothing on the box to indicate what's happening. Super convenient. And, you know, like they provide really clear, easy to follow instructions. I guess kind of partly why I'm bringing it up is to advocate for regular testing in the lifestyle, but also to say that I just feel that if you are doing sort of those regular maintenance tests, I really feel that this is a great option. And that's why we're partnering with Shameless Care. However, it does take a minute. Like, you don't necessarily get overnight results, and that's not to be rude or disrespectful to Shameless Care, but you do, you know, you take your samples, you have to send them off, they need to be analyzed in a lab and processed before you're getting your results.
How long did it take this last one for you?
It was maybe close to 3 weeks.
I feel like it was at least 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, from the time I sent it out till when I got my results. So,
okay, yeah.
Again, like when you're doing just kind of that maintenance sort of checkup.
That's fine.
That's great. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, if you're experiencing something that you are kind of trying to like confirm or deny, there are other things out there that you can use maybe if you need like immediate results. Mm-hmm. So just like a little reminder about that.
Yeah.
And then the other couple of things that we've been up to, we had another really fun night with Maria and Luigi, who I have talked about before on the podcast. Another really fun story that involves shivers as well.
Oh,
so you might hear about that sometime in the future, but that was a really fun night to reconnect with them. You've heard me also mention in previous Chick Chats, Gary and I met a couple that I referred to as R and M. You will hear more about them in this episode later, so stay tuned. That was a really fun time. And then the other couple things for Gary and I, again, I think last episode we talked about the fact that Gary kind of turned over the SLS reins to me. And I don't know if that's for better or worse, but Gary has taken the reins with our Quiver account.
Oh,
okay. Another one of our partners that you have heard us talking about. Gary and I have our own, I guess, separate Quiver account from the FWAT Quiver account, just like you and Barry do. And he's been chatting with a couple on Quiver, trying to work out a time to actually meet these people. So just to say, you know, I don't know, we are here to share our experiences. Mm-hmm. No one app or site or test or anything or club or event or whatever is completely perfect and wonderful. But so far, we are trying to help Quiver kind of expand a little bit more here on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I think we've been having pretty fun success. We've been chatting and connecting with some people. So probably, I hope, more to come on that story.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we can actually connect with this couple and actually move to meeting them. And maybe I'll have more to say about that one day. But
yeah, I feel like on Quiver, it's been fun to share different sexy photos randomly. Mm-hmm. And I love, I don't know, the comment aspect of it and the interaction aspect of it. I feel like it's more fun than SLS in a sense. Again, nothing is perfect, but I feel like I've enjoyed the interaction with others on the site so far, or on the app.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So
yeah.
So far, so good. Yeah. And as a reminder for any of our listeners who would like to try Quiver or sign up for a month free, you can do that with the Q code FWAT. That's like the discount code to mm-hmm. use to get a month free. Try out all the features on the website. See if you like it. See if you connect with people. And then you can sign up for an ongoing
membership. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we're the only podcast out there giving you 30 days free. Check it out. No strings attached. If you like it and it works for you, that's awesome. If not, no hard feelings. But This is where it's at, folks, friends. Like,
you got nothing to lose.
We're bringing you the creme de la creme here.
At least on the East Coast. Let's get it popping.
Yes. All right. And then the last thing that Gary and I have on tap that I don't think I've talked about at all here on the podcast, but in a couple days from the time when we're recording this, and probably imminent from the time that some of you are listening to this, Gary and I are going overseas.
Heck yeah.
We will be in Germany for a week visiting some lifestyle friends.
Affetism.
Seeing the German countryside.
Gesundheit.
Yes. We're going to go sing Edelweiss in the fields. It's going to be amazing.
Bratwurst. All right. I'm done. I'm so excited for you.
I am. I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of like, I'm almost still equal parts excited and nervous.
Sure.
You know, like we're still trying to like pack our shit and like we don't know what the hell we're doing. And I got the passports out of the safe today. Like
they're
not
expired, right?
No, and they don't expire.
We've done that.
Even close to today's date.
Thank God.
So we're
good.
But yeah, just, you know, all those kind of just normal travel things. But so looking forward to seeing our friends who you have heard about here on the podcast. A little shout out to Elon and Sophia. We will be seeing them. So can't wait to have our own sort of sexy personal tour guides across the German countryside.
That's fucking amazing. Send us a selfie. I just want to see them.
All right.
If they're okay with it. Yeah. I won't share it. Oh my God. Like how much luckier could you be? Like anyone can go overseas, but to have a connection with people who live there can show you the scenes, the sights, maybe the lifestyle scene, or I know you don't know what you're doing particularly, but and all right. So maybe for those who don't remember or who haven't particularly listened to all of our episodes,
shame on you.
Shame. How did you meet this couple? Like, how did this come about? Where the heck did this come from?
Yeah. So we met Elon and Sophia at Desire Pearl many years ago, I guess, at this point. And we've been able to coordinate some travel back to either Desire Pearl or RM. Like, we've vacationed with them again really since then. And they have been always very generous and gracious, encouraging us to come visit Germany. And, you know, this, that, the other thing, it hasn't really worked. And I think finally Gary and I just kind of said, like, fuck it. Now or never. Let's, like, what is, why not kind of thing.
Exactly.
So here we go. Yeah, that's kind of where that came from.
Awesome.
So I do know the one thing that we're doing just very briefly is I believe we are going to the Kit Kat Club in Berlin on Saturday night.
Barry loves Kit Kats.
Which is, oh, sorry. All right.
All right. Anyway,
I guess it's not specifically a lifestyle club, but it's definitely known for its sexually uninhibited parties.
Isn't that like all of Europe?
Well,
like,
probably.
Come on.
Probably more, much more so than America.
Fun and free. Yeah. But anyway, Kit Kat. Ooh.
So, yeah, I guess the club was founded by a man who directs German porn, so there's that as context.
That's awesome.
So yeah, should be pretty interesting, assuming we can get in this club. I don't know if they're gonna look at us and be like, you fucking American. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we might get the Elvita Zane, so I don't know, but we'll see. Hopefully I'll have a fun something to share from that experience.
That's fucking awesome. Oh my God.
So wish us luck. I hope we don't get sold into sex trade.
You'll be fine. You have people and connections. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Danke. We'll see.
Well, send us a sexy photo from Germany so I know what it is like.
Okay.
Just do it.
All right. I'll figure it out.
So anyway, let's...
All right, I gotta focus. I'm sorry.
Wow. We got a lot of shit going on. Yeah. You have a lot coming up. Like, I feel like it's going to be an exciting summer. This month in general to wrap May up is going to be very exciting. So I look forward to hearing more. But let's take a break. Let's refill our drinks and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle. Woo. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, this is it. Episode 50, Life and the Lifestyle. You are about to get slapped in the face with the evolution of Kenzie Garry and Madison Barry.
Whoa, good job. Ooh.
So, we thought it appropriate at this milestone episode to give you a little quick recap here of how each of us got started in the lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And then, this segment, we really wanted to go through some highlights, I don't know, maybe some lowlights, of our evolution in the lifestyle. Kind of where we started, what has changed, what has not changed with where we're at now in the lifestyle. Keep in mind, we each have over a decade of years playing this game. So, you know, we've been around the block. We know a thing or two, and that's what we're here to share with all of you. So take it or leave it. Take it for what it's worth. We are just here to share our experience. We don't claim to be the lifestyle gods or goddesses, but maybe...
Oh my God, that was like an episode intro. Oh,
all right, shit. Do you want to start, Madison? Give us a recap of how you and Barry got started in the lifestyle.
Sure, why not?
All right, do it.
All right, I'll take it from here. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Madison. just kidding. That's an inside joke. Okay, anyway, so I myself, Madison, was thrown into this whole crazy lifestyle world by an ex-partner of mine. I wasn't really sure about it in general. I was literally like thrown into it and we're going to go meet these people and this is what we're doing and hey, welcome to your new life.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I was about like 18 years old and started with my ex as a couple on a profile called AFF, Adult Friend Finder. That's where it all began. And we had some experiences where I was very young and we met another couple and they were a lot older than us. And I just remember doing things and giving oral and being like, I'm not really enjoying this. Like, what is the point of this? Like, why am I really doing this? I don't know. I wasn't getting what I needed from it. And I was just very confused. Like, sure, it was exciting. And it was exciting to me to please my partner. And that was all fun in the moment. But... Mm-hmm. I personally wasn't getting anything out of it, but I just knew it was like a way of life. So I kind of went with it.
Oh.
Thankfully, though, while I was with that ex, I ended up meeting my now husband, Barry, at a lifestyle house party, because that was pretty much the thing back then. Like over 10 plus years ago, it was very common to just do house parties.
Sure.
At least for us in our area of the nation. So that was very common. So Barry and I had met there just as friends. We were with separate people and that was a very fun time. Like it was very common to just hang out with the same group of people at house parties, make out with other people, fuck other people, just hang out naked with other people. It was a very fun atmosphere then. So I highly enjoyed it then.
Yeah.
So years after that, Barry and I were both single at that point. We had broken up with the partners that we were with at those house parties. Mm-hmm. And our paths just happened to cross again as friends. Honestly, we didn't really keep in touch. It just happened. It was fate.
Fate.
So we were just friends. We then, maybe more so, I pushed us on to advancing to dating because when I want something, like I tend to really go for it. So we ended up dating, Barry and I. And then because we had both already met in the lifestyle, we knew the lifestyle scene.
Yeah.
It was just very easy for us to say, hey, like, why don't we create an SLS profile? Because at that point, things had kind of advanced to SLS. Mm-hmm. Adult Friend Finder was like out the back door. That was old news. So Barry and I created an SLS profile, Swing Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And we both knew it at that point because we had done it with our previous partners as well. And we both knew what the lifestyle entailed. We had already been through it. Like, we know it's exciting. So we're not just going to, we met in the lifestyle. We're not just going to push it to the side and be like, no, we're not going to do that. So yeah. We very quickly, after dating, were back in the lifestyle again together. And I don't know. I felt like it was just a fun part of our lives. We had met there. We had fun there. So it was just very exciting for me to be able to experience the lifestyle with Barry and not the person I was with previously. And we're going to delve into more so in a few moments as far as like what evolved. But things were very different based on having this new partner in this type of scene. I had a lot more fun. I felt like I personally enjoyed a lot more. So that's where it all began. And that's why we're here. But you had a little bit of a different intro into the lifestyle, right, Kenzie?
So, yes, Gary and I had a little bit different introduction. He and I met in college. We got married. Fine. It was a good day.
Wow.
I don't know why I said it that way. So we met in college. We got married. And I moved to essentially where we live now, which was where Gary grew up. So the point of me saying that is I didn't really have friends out here. So really everyone that we hung out with at that point in our early marriage were Gary's mostly high school friends. Lovely people. I enjoyed hanging out with them. From time to time, we would have a party and it might be everybody had, you know, that like one too many drinks and was just feeling really good and open and free. And we might all sort of hop in the hot tub. And maybe the ladies would, you know, have their tops off and like, ha ha. Or we would, you know, we'd have a party and we were playing games like your beer pong and flip cup. And it would turn into, okay, like losing team has to take an article of clothing off. Or like those kind of things. So, I mean, really in the whole scheme of things, you know, pretty mild stuff. But with that particular set of friends, we kind of recognized the fun and I guess excitement of it, but also definitely knew that we did not want to necessarily take it any further with that group of friends. But then that led to the thought of surely there must be other people in the world who might like to get naked with us and have various fun games and things and whatever. So Gary went out. He found the SLS website at that point, created a profile. We definitely started very slow. We were almost stalkers, I think, on SLS for like our first year.
We were just watchers.
Yeah, we were just like trying. Yeah, we weren't actively like hunting anyone. We were just checking it all
learning
out.
Learning it, yeah.
And, you know, some of that like nervousness and trepidation as you're sort of experiencing something new. But anyway, so baby steps. We definitely took it very slow. We were soft swap for many years. We met you two. And then all the floodgates opened, we started banging, and then the rest is history. No, but it was a very slow progression for us. And yeah, I mean, obviously, this is what I'm going to get into is how that has changed over the years. But it has been definitely an evolution for us. But yeah, yeah. a little bit different start than how you and Barry met and started.
Yeah. I feel like you started off very positive together with your partner exploring this. And I initially didn't, and now with my forever partner was like, yes, we know this, we are confident in this, we know what we're fucking doing, let's take the bull by the horns and fucking run with it.
Yeah
Then here we are.
Did Barry have a positive experience in the lifestyle before he was with you?
I think he did for the time that he did, but there were also some lows that maybe turned him off. I think he thought like there were things with his partner, maybe doing things that he wasn't sure about when he was away, traveling for work and whatnot. So there were some uncertainties about that in the moment. But I think overall he did have a good time. So I feel like that's why he was welcome to exploring that world with me as well.
Pursue. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
here we are
now. So, all right. From when you and Gary started in the lifestyle, what do you feel like is the same now as it was 12 something fucking years ago when you started? What do you feel like is exactly the same?
I'm still married to Gary.
Great. Good start.
Still have the same husband.
Yay. That is a good thing because we have actually.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm being a smartass, but yes, yeah. There are cases where that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Barry and I have had friends. Not only do you just separate, but like sometimes couples swap, and we've seen that. So You should be thankful you're with the same person and enjoying it.
I am. The other, I guess, kind of smartass answer is that we still insist on condoms for penis in vagina penetration. That rule hasn't changed at all since we have been full swap. So that's the same. Mm-hmm. But I have the luxury of seeing a couple of your answers to this question, and I do pretty much agree with all of yours as well, but let me let you talk about what's still the same for you and Barry since you two have embarked on the lifestyle together.
I feel like maybe I was a little more emotional with my responses when I did this. A little PMS-y, but that's anyway. Right.
I was just a jerk off smart ass.
We answered a little differently, but I think we're both the same. Yeah, I feel like from the beginning, I still get the occasional jealousies and insecurities in myself that same. I did from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit better overall, but yes, I still have those moments of self-doubt and am I good enough or what are people thinking of me? And that honestly has not changed. I really feel as I get older, it gets a little better, but I'm not quite there where I just don't give a shit. I'm getting there. And I can't wait till I don't give a shit what people think. But I also still enjoy the club scene, but also the intimate date scene with couples. And I feel like that has not changed. I feel like we go through waves of high intensity club scene, high intensity months of just one-on-one seeing other people, singles or couples. And then we go back to, oh, hey, we're back at PGC all the time. Oh, hey, it's been a year since we've been at PGC. Like that just happens. Yeah, and that honestly, that has not changed. That has ebbed and flowed 12 plus years, 15 years since we've been doing this. So that hasn't changed. And it was kind of nice to look back and think about that, yeah, that's just how it is. And that's just how it's always been. And it's okay. Yeah. And I've enjoyed every type of scenario we've been in. But yeah, it doesn't change. What doesn't change is the fact that things change. Oh, that was deep.
Oh my God. So deep.
But really, that's how it is. What doesn't change is that we keep ebbing and flowing. So there's that. But I guess on the swap end of that, the vice versa, what do you feel like has changed? I feel like this is a lot for both of us. What has changed since we began on the lifestyle and where we are now?
I feel like so much has changed. More has changed than has stayed the same.
For the better?
I think so. Yeah, for the most part. I mean, so definitely one, I guess, big thing. So Gary and I are now full swap, whereas when we started, that was not on the table.
Right.
And now it's
such
like
a big deal.
Meh.
Whatever.
If you are kind of new to all the terminology, full swap would indicate that you are willing to have sexual intercourse with the other.
With like, another person.
With another person. Basically. Period, I guess. Yeah. Whereas soft swap usually indicates your physical interaction will be limited to
oral
sex, manual stimulation, aka fingering or hand jobs, that kind of stuff. So there's that. So we're full swap now. We certainly don't demand it of partners, but if everybody's open to it, like we're okay with it. One other thing that has changed, we are now willing to do separate room experiences, whereas when we started, we were not comfortable with that. We wanted everyone to be in the same room to be able to kind of see and hear and all the other senses, I guess, experience what's happening.
I feel like that's a comfortability thing. Like you're new to this, like you don't know what to expect. Maybe you don't, well, you trust your partner, but yet you don't trust maybe fully these other people.
Sure.
So that's totally reasonable to start out with.
And I think too, maybe more so for Gary, maybe we're like really traditional stereotype kind of feminine male roles. I think there's also a safety component. I think maybe early on in the lifestyle, and it is sort of that trust with your part, like the other couple, kind of your play partners, but being able to see what's happening just brings kind of a level of comfort.
Yeah.
When you maybe are newer to the situation. So I know, bless his heart, that's been part of Gary's concern in trying some different things over the years is like knowing that I'm safe, you know, as part of the equation.
That's a big deal.
Love you, Gary. all right. So there's that separate play experiences all together where like Gary, one time it happened to be at a pod bash that Gary went off with another woman. I went off with a guy and like we had just had totally separate experiences. That is very different from then when we started our lifestyle
That's
journey.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
And then I think to your point on the last question, yes, I agree that I absolutely still get those moments of kind of jealousy and insecurity. But I would say what has changed is that it is less frequent, I think, is how I would maybe quantify that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I won't pretend that it just, oh, everything is fine and roses and yay. But I think it's definitely less and less as we've continued in the lifestyle. There's less of that. I dress very differently than I did at the beginning of this journey.
Oh, and my just, God. How so?
Oh, my gosh. So I can still, and this is like fucking ages ago, but I still vividly remember the first, it wasn't a club per se, but there was a lifestyle group that would hold kind of more like meet and greet kind of situations. So it was at like a vanilla bar where this was happening. Our first event really that Gary and I went to, I show up in what I thought was a cute top and jeans and heels. Yeah. So like I thought I was looking, you know,
good.
Like,
well, I'm sure you did look hot.
Well, I don't know. I probably looked okay. But so we get there and whatever. But then there are other women that are walking around in just lingerie and heels.
Oh, shit. In a vanilla setting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, that's a bit much.
I mean, they did sort of have it set up. It was kind of like a basement situation. So they, like, the people organizing the event, like, had some control in terms of who was entering that part of the. But anyway, still, I don't know. I didn't know what the fuck to expect.
Yeah.
And I thought I looked cute. And I mean, I probably, I looked fine.
You did.
But in comparison, like, I didn't know what to expect is what it boils down to.
I hate that. And, oh, I fucking hate that.
And now, like, looking back on that, it is a little laughable because now if I know that I'm going to a lifestyle event, like, definitely not wearing a bra, probably not wearing panties.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know.
You evolve.
You're going to evolve. Yeah. So there's that. I dress differently now. And then the last thing I will say before I turn it over to you, Madison, definitely more toy use.
Oh.
Sort of, I think, a combo, just the fact that I am older than when I started. And then also kind of that lifestyle layer to like getting older, I guess. I don't know. Being in this a while. I was never anti-toy. I don't mean to say that. But I also, I think there was a point when I was a little bit younger where I kind of maybe just wasn't super interested, I guess. And definitely I would say now I'm much more like, let me buy this and try this and what about that? And everybody's talking about this thing. Maybe I should check it out. So definitely kind of exploring more of the kind of the toy arena as I've gotten older.
I'm glad you said that because now I'm thinking about it and I think I'm the exact same way. Yeah. I've never had this many toys in my life. That's such a good fucking point. Yeah. Same here. Maybe it's just you, not that you need them more, but I think you're just more comfortable to new, like you're more open to new experiences and new feelings, and maybe that's just it. Because, wow, that's not even in my notes, but I'm totally fucking agreeing with you. I feel the same way.
This is why we make a good team.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So.
All right. So as you ponder that, let me flip it and turn it over to you, Madison. What has changed for you in your lifestyle evolution?
Honestly, I feel like the biggest thing is that I am now a kissing whore compared to when I started with my previous partner. And I said, no, we cannot kiss other people. That is too intimate. No offense to anyone I've randomly made out with, but it's not. Sorry. Maybe it's just me, but I'll fucking make out with a wall. Like, I just love kissing. So no offense to people, but if I just randomly do it, I just like to just do the act or like I'm just doing something. So kissing is not that fucking important. And I've now realized that. So That's why.
Yeah. I mean, some couples, like, that is sort of a line for them.
And that's, yeah, that's fine, and because varies, I get it.
But yeah.
Because I was there. I get it. And if that's your rule still, 10 years in, fine. Because I've been there and I understand it. But for me now, it not that it means nothing, but it doesn't mean the same thing to me. When it's with someone I really love, it means more. But besides that, it's just a fun act and it means nothing, like, beyond that to me. So that is a very, very, very fucking big change for me. And besides that, the whole fact of evolving into enjoying full swap, as you said, having sex with other couples or other people, that's a big fucking deal. Like, I never, ever, ever would have thought that would have been a thing until I was with Barry, because he makes me feel comfortable and secure in our own relationship. Like, the person I was with in the past, no fucking way would that have ever been an option. It was never an option. It was oral or soft swap only.
Mm-hmm.
Never full swap was even a thing. So not tons of threesomes, nothing like that. It was none of that. So I think it really depends on who you're with and what you're how much you trust the person you're with, that they make that an option. So yeah, kissing and full swap, fucking other people, has been a really big change.
All of it. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah, so anyway, besides that, what's changed the most is I've had a lot more MFM, male, female, threesome experiences these past few years, really advanced to enjoying playing in separate rooms, playing even solo. Like, I never thought I would get to this point. So I feel like I've gained a lot of confidence in expressing what, you know, my true thoughts are, what my true feelings are in regards to this space, mainly because of my partner who is accepting of that. Yeah. But I feel like I've just got a lot more confidence expressing what I want out of the lifestyle. So that's been a big change. Yeah. So I know we can talk and talk for hours, but I feel like maybe we have a few more questions of just things we want to reminisce on. So let's do a fucking lightning round of question and give us your best answer. And then we need to get to this sexy fucking twisty story from you. So I'm gonna start it off. So okay. Kenzie,
okay,
what do you feel like is your most significant change in the lifestyle since you started?
Whew. I guess I would say the whole transition from soft to full swap. I think I had full swap built up in my head in some way, that it was going to be just this life altering, just changing the course of history situation, which is just laughable to look back on. But I don't know. Somehow I had it in my head that that was going to be such a significant thing. And then we did it with you guys. It was amazing. And we're like, no big deal. Cool. This is great. Let's do it more.
Yeah.
So, Madison, what is your most significant change?
I feel like me, it's just the evolution of my rules and boundaries. So I'm much more relaxed with things like kissing, pleasing others, and blah, blah, blah. But honestly, I feel like the first time I tried DP, so cock in my pussy, one in my ass, I feel like that really solidified the fact that I am growing in this space. That's my answer.
Yeah, that'll do it. DP. Yeah. All right. Then, as you consider, I guess maybe just the lifestyle at large in general, what do you wish would change for you within the lifestyle space?
What I alluded to earlier, it's just less overthinking in regards to how I look, what others think, feeling anxious about going to new spaces or house parties, and just feeling 100% confident most of the time and just knowing my own worth and not wavering from that.
Yes, just quit overthinking things, enjoy the moment for what it is, and just kind of taking it from there. Yeah.
So what changed throughout this lifestyle process surprised you the most?
I think what it is for me, what a fucking sentence, how much I've enjoyed the lifestyle.
Oh.
I feel like when Gary and I started and we're kind of talking about things and like first had our profile and whatever, I feel like I was in the headspace of, let me try this. Like, let's meet a couple or two and see what this is.
Move on.
And yeah, and like, I think I approached it in a very tentative kind of headspace, not expecting it to last this long. So I think that's what has surprised me the most is maybe the combo of not only how long we've been at it, but how much I ended up actually enjoying it.
Aw.
So
that's cute.
Yeah. How about for you?
I think the fact that I could actually handle DP surprised me the most.
You slut.
But really, I never could have thought I could, never could have fathomed that I could handle that. So seriously, that, and honestly, the fact that full swap wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Right? I had the same fucking thoughts. I was like, this is such a big fucking deal. No way. And now it's like the typical thing we do. So really, that surprised me the fucking most. Like, I think we think too much into things deeper than they need to be.
Right.
So
it's just a physical act.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So why change? Like, are there benefits or drawbacks that you have found as you have maybe made these changes and evolved in the lifestyle?
I feel like I found that it's worth to try new things, even if they may scare you. Mm-hmm. Like new toys, doing DP, maybe separate room play, toys, gummies.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that to enhance your sexual experience. I feel like it's worth trying that because honestly, whether good or bad, you and your partner are going to have this shared experience and this moment together that will either help you grow. Either way, you're going to grow closer to each other, but it'll either be like a fun memory or something you can laugh about, reminisce upon. But I feel like that is why it's important to change and try new things because you and your partner will have these benefits and memories from it. Yeah. So how about you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been fun to experiment and try new things. Like you said, there's always something new to try and learn from. Like you said, whether it ends up being like what you feel is a positive or a negative, you're still kind of learning and growing from that experience so that you know how to approach the next scenario. I think a lot of that also depends on your play partners.
Yeah.
If you're trying to experiment maybe with a new rule or boundary, I think it's important to do so with play partners that you trust and, I don't know, maybe can kind of confide in or like let them know like, hey, we really want to try this. We appreciate you and like, will you help us explore this? Or I don't know, whatever, however you want to do it. But that can be, I think, an important part of the equation.
Yeah. So going off of that, like, what do you feel like is next for you and Gary? Do you even know? Because my answer to this is, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, I couldn't have even predicted we'd be where we are today.
Right.
So I can't even fathom what the future is going to hold in a good way. Like, I mean that positively, but I mean, I hope there's going to be many more positive experiences and memories, but I don't know. I don't know what's next.
No, I absolutely agree. Like, to try to like pinpoint one thing, like, I have no idea. I guess if, like, push come to shove, the one thing that I came up with is I think Gary and I would like to maybe take advantage of our ability to travel and maybe check out some new clubs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that sounds completely lame after everything else
it doesn't.
We've said here so far, but just, you know, like things like that, just continuing to explore new people, places, things as they come. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I have something specific in mind that, oh my gosh, I need to try this or something. Like, I don't have that thing, but just keeping that open mind and kind of just being a little more go with the flow and see what comes our way.
All right. So maybe instead of a takeaway message from Life and the Lifestyle, let's just briefly share how has podcasting and doing Friends with a Twist help us, or how has it affected our lifestyle journey? Maybe not helped us, but how has it affected it? Do you want to start?
Sure. I think I would just say that it has helped us, I don't know, be more active, which maybe sounds weird, but I think having the podcast has afforded us some amazing opportunities to attend different events, parties, pod bash, etc., and meet new people. So I absolutely have valued that. I would consider it a benefit of the podcast.
Yeah.
So that's my short and sweet answer. But what about you, Madison?
Pretty much the same thing. I feel like it's definitely allowed us to meet more people, have more sexy time with others that we honestly might not have crossed paths with.
Yeah.
Like listeners, people at events. I'm super thankful on vacations and even locally, we've met people because of the podcast. And I don't think we've ever we might not have ever met them without this. So
sure.
That has been the biggest takeaway. The friendships and the sexy times with these new friends, I'm super thankful for. So I'm very thankful for this space. And thank you so much from the other podcasters. We've learned so much from hearing you guys talk. Mm-hmm. Thank you to those who listen to us talk. We really appreciate this space. So we want to thank you all for being here tonight or today or wherever you are. And we're going to take a quick break. I think we all need a drink before we get emotional. And we're going to come back for our Go In Deep segment with a sexy story to bring us back up from Kenzie. Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed. All right, we are rehydrated and back for our Going Deep segment. So this episode, our Going Deep segment, is a sexy story from Kenzie, and she said it's a story with a twist. So I have no idea what this entails, but I'm very excited to hear. So I'm going to sip on some Fireball, put my feet up, and listen in. Take it away, Kenzie.
All right, thank you for that introduction, Madison. So tonight's story, because it's night time when I'm telling it. So I hope it's nighttime when you're listening. And if not, too bad.
Thank you, Delilah.
Delilah. It's been a good night, folks, friends. Okay.
So, carry on.
So here I am at PGC with Gary. It's a typical kind of PGC night, lots of people around. I send him off to the bar to get my drink because I'm that bitch. He locks eyes with this beautiful brunette at the bar as they're both trying to get a drink.
Oh, boy.
Next thing I know, it's PGC, music is bumping, porn's on the television, and I am dancing with this beautiful brunette with dark brown eyes.
Oh.
And I'm sort of getting a vibe that she's pretty into me.
Whoa.
And I'm not really sure what to make of it, but eventually we're dancing and dancing. Gary steps in, and as Gary is wont to do, he initiates the idea of us all going to a back room at PGC. So we do.
The three of you.
The three of us.
Whoa.
In fairness, we did check in with this sexy brunette to see if her partner would want to be included. And that didn't quite seem to be the vibe that night.
Oh, so interesting.
So the three of us go off to a back room at PGC.
Wow.
We have an amazing time. That's not what I'm here to talk about. Haha. But that's where this all started.
Oh, God.
So we have an amazing night with this individual. I find her on SLS, I think the day or so after. I reach out to say, hey, so fun to have that experience with you. Would love to stay in touch. Wow. Just kind of like a friendly kind of, you know, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Kind of swinger message. So, yay, she responds and we progress. So we honestly weren't sure how her partner felt about the fact that the three of us went and played that night. But I guess it was okay. They worked it out. They did, like,
wow.
It was okay. So then the four of us meet up for dinner one night, kind of like a rando halfway spot, just a vanilla restaurant bar situation. We all have dinner. But we genuinely had a good evening getting to know each other. Because again, based on that original scenario, we weren't really sure what the partner felt about the fact that we went off with the other half of the couple to play. But I guess it was okay. So we had this lovely time just in a vanilla setting getting to know each other.
Okay, so in this setting with the four of you, did you figure out like what their dynamic is? Who's this other partner? You said you played with a female. I'm assuming the other, like, they have a, like, can you give me details on the partner? Like, what is the, I want to picture it.
Okay.
Please.
I can do that for you, Madison.
Okay.
This other couple happens to be a female-female couple.
What the what?
Twist.
Fucking Unicorn Central. Holy shit.
Unicorn squared.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That's just exciting. I mean, it is what it is. Like, I know it's normal, but like, that's exciting in this setting.
Definitely a little different experience for Gary and I.
Very cool.
So yes, on that note.
Wow.
So for the sake of the story, and I will maybe provide some clarification as I go, but this couple will be known as Rain and Mona. I've referred to them earlier as R and M. That we had met with them and had drinks and whatever. So for tonight, they are Rain and Mona.
Okay, I like it so far. Okay. Please tell me at some point you're going to describe them.
I will. Okay. Right now.
Carry on. Oh, go ahead.
So Mona is probably a couple inches taller than I am. And for reference, I'm like whatever, 5'6", 5'7". I don't know. Just kind of average, but whatevs. So she's a little bit, Mona's a little bit taller than me. Rain, on the other hand, is maybe just a little bit shorter than me. So, I don't know, we sort of like make the growth chart picture.
Yeah,
if you stood us all together. And then Gary is the tallest of us all. But anyway, they both, Rain and Mona, have, I guess I would say, kind of like olive complexions. They are not pasty white like I am. They kind of have just like a nice, beautiful skin tone to them. You know, kind of like you, Madison.
Thanks.
Rain has dark hair and brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Mona has dark hair as well, but kind of like some highlights. I don't know, maybe like caramel highlights, if I had to guess. I hope she doesn't. I hope that's not too wrong. And green eyes.
Sorry if you're going to go into them more, but which one is the one you played with the first time?
Rain.
Okay.
Fair question.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Mona is a little bit quieter, I would say. Likes to kind of like observe everyone's energy first before she really fully engages or like kind of jumps into the conversation.
Love it.
Rain is definitely the more outgoing, I would say, of the couple. As a final descriptor, I would say they both have kind of a similar body type to me, Kenzie, if you've seen me on social media, but kind of like different proportions. Again, since we're all different heights, you know, like it all kind of works out in a little bit different way, but like all kind of athletic. We all try to take care of ourselves. Definitely some curves involved though. Like, so kind of similar, I would say. Again, if you've seen my photos, kind of along the same lines, but again, a little bit taller, a little bit shorter, you know, different kind of proportions. So,
all right, this is good so far.
Okay,
I like it.
So, Rain and Mona. So, they end up now coming over to our house, Gary.
Oh,
Gary,
after your meetup.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we've played with Rain. We've all four met just in a vanilla setting for dinner and drinks, and now they are at our house. So they come over, we have some drinks, we go out on the town.
Oh.
We are kind of trying to build that four-way connection that we started at our last meeting all together. And I would say that Mona and I kind of bonded over our love of martinis and like cocktails. Whereas Rain and Gary share a love of IPAs and bourbon.
Oh my God, it's like a match made in heaven.
Kismet. But anyway.
Wow.
So what kind of stood out to me in this whole like really building this connection situation, we went to this one kind of bar restaurant area And they have kind of like those high top tables, if you can picture that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I don't know, like one side is almost more booth-like.
Okay.
And the other side of the table has two of like the high top like bar chairs, okay, if you will. And the reason I'm saying all this is because Mona and I sat on kind of the boothy side, and then Rain and Gary sat on the other side. And I felt like that was kind of a nice juxtaposition of all of this, because as we were having some drinks and discussing our boundaries and expectations, mm-hmm, we really solidified that they are fairly new to the lifestyle. And we were kind of expecting that Mona and Gary would likely pair off as far as play. Mm-hmm. And that Rain and myself, Kenzie, would kind of pair off for play.
Interesting.
Rain was not really planning to play with Gary. She's a little more situational with men.
Oh, okay.
Like, it has to be kind of the right person, the right circumstances, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. But I thought it was really fun knowing that in our kind of more introductory phase of the evening, like Mona and I were sitting together, but Rain and Gary were sitting together. And I just thought that was like a really nice signal that we were all kind of comfortable with each other and kind of forming a good four-way connection, which I think helped the night go the way that it did.
Interesting how the whole setup like came about, honestly.
Yeah,
because this is a very new scenario. Yeah, so, yeah. All right, how did it progress from there?
Okay, so we get back to our house, and Gary, in true lovable Gary fashion, he brings out one of our games. This happened to be an inflatable soccer ball with questions written all over it.
Oh, and the idea, where is this going?
I know, I'm sorry. And the idea is, like, we would kind of just, like, gently toss the ball to one another. And then however you catch the ball, like, wherever your thumb is, like, that's the question you read and answer. So, like, we're playing this little game. Sort of a funny side note, we ended up breaking a martini glass in the mix.
Jesus. But, like,
fuck it. Didn't even matter. It's just funny. But anyway, so the game, like, sort of progressed. And essentially, I end up kissing Rain as like a circumstance of, you know, one of the questions on the ball or whatever. Like, oh no, twist my arm. Okay. Oh no, I have to kiss Rain now. But anyway, so that's happening. So as Rain and I are kissing, Mona and Gary start kissing as well. Again, as the, like how some of these games sort of evolve. Mm-hmm. So everybody, I think it seems pretty clear everyone's feeling it. Gary suggests that we go to another room because, again, we're playing this game in the kitchen, so not like the sexiest environment. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So we all go up to our bedroom.
Ooh.
Which is honestly just a bedroom for the most part. Nothing, like no really crazy like sex accessories or furniture. Except for the fact that I do now have a dance stripper pole in my bedroom. I don't know how much I've ever talked about that so far, but there it is.
Ooh la la.
So we get some music on. We have a light in the bedroom now that we can like circle through different hues or whatever. I don't know. So we have like this pink light on, some music. Yay, fun, good environment. So we get all that set up. So Mona and Gary are kissing. They are kind of like over on the bed, essentially. And then Rain pushes me against my pole.
Ooh.
And we're making out, we're kissing. And she is fingering me.
Ooh.
Like I've never been fingered before.
Women fucking get it.
They get it.
Yep.
So she...
Sorry, Phil. It's true.
She like found like the sacred land and the magic spot because I was literally dripping wet.
Whoa.
Raining down my leg. Hence her name.
Wow.
She made it rain.
God. Oh my God. I love
that. So like that was just super sexy for me.
Wow.
Like...
That's so hot.
And like, yeah, I'm just like fucking dripping at this point. So much so that as we sort of transition, I like stepped off into the bathroom. I grabbed like a Promescent wipe and like tried to fucking get myself together before we continued.
Oh my gosh.
Because like I was a fucking mess.
Wow.
In the best way possible. At this point, we essentially separate. Like I had just gotten cleaned up. Rain and I are progressing over to our spare bedroom. Mm-hmm. Mona and Gary are staying in our bedroom, which is also kind of new for us, but I won't dwell on that right now. So in a nutshell, just to give, because I don't normally do this. Mm-hmm. So in Gary's experience, he kind of started by going down on Mona. I believe when the penetration started, they were in missionary with her on top, just riding it. And at this point, she is moaning and enjoying all of it. Hence her name of Mona.
Oh.
They switched over into some doggy. Gary asked her to suck his dick. They're progressing through all these fun iterations.
Wow.
Meanwhile, for my experience, Rain and I go to this other bedroom just right down the hall. Again, close enough, like we can all still kind of hear each other, but we're not in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I'm already naked because, again, she's been fingering me against the pole and my clothes melted off. I don't know what happened. I'm just naked at this point.
That's what I pictured.
So we're kissing and I'm helping her undress, like get the rest of her clothes off. Mm-hmm. So she, again, she's fingering me and I am juicy. So like fucking wop this shit up. But anyway, I need a breather at this point. So I go down on her.
Wow.
And I am sort of gently licking and kissing her lips because that's what I like.
Wait, like her face lips or
her
pussy
vagina
lips?
Okay.
Just tracking. I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Pussy lips. Got it.
Because I always kind of start, I guess, with what I like.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I try
smart.
To like read the cues and adjust accordingly.
Very smart.
So that's where I start.
Ooh.
So yeah, I do what I like to have done to me.
Has it been a while since you've done this to a lady in general?
Probably.
All right. That makes it even hotter. Keep going.
Okay. All right. So after a little bit of that, I sort of kiss my way up her stomach.
Ooh.
I stop at each nipple to kind of lick and suck on each tit a little bit. Mm-hmm. And by the way, for what it's worth, both Mona and Rain have amazing tits.
Mm.
Just throwing that out there. So I'm sucking. I get to the nipples, each left and right, lick, suck, each tit. Yes.
Okay.
And then I ask her what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because up to this point, I honestly felt like I was probably being a little bit of a pillow princess.
Mm.
Like, I need to reciprocate at this point. Like, what can I do for you? Like, I want this to be like a fun, enjoyable experience. And then she's like, no, what do you want?
Aww.
So we played like that game for a hot second of like the back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow we just sort of ended up that I was still really on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like a little bit of making out. We're going back and forth. And then at this point, I guess I could add into the story that I had taken a shivers this evening.
Oh, now you fucking say it.
So I'm like all amped up and like just loving life.
No wonder you were dripping wet.
Well, there's that.
Besides, not downgrading her talent. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, it's all the things.
Really fucking
helps.
Yes,
perfect. It's all coming together.
Okay.
So
what happened?
So I'm on top of her. We're making out. And we kind of start to like grind against each other.
Did you scissor?
Well, I don't know. How strict do you want to be on the definition? Because we weren't necessarily grinding clit on clit. It was more like I was grinding my clit. I was like more on her thigh.
Oh.
And I think she was more on my thigh. Is that still scissoring?
Oh.
I don't know.
I
don't know. Barry is shaking his head. No, it's not. That doesn't count. So I don't know what the word is.
It doesn't even matter, I guess.
But I mean, it felt good. So there's that. But yeah, so we were kind of like, we're making out. We're still sort of grinding on each other.
Yeah.
Even if it's not clit on clit for Barry. So I was quite enjoying all of that because I'm like a total clit whore.
Yeah.
Like that's my jam. Mm-hmm. So that was amazing. And then we kind of stopped when Gary and Mona joined us.
Oh.
Which is totally fine. Yeah. Because now we transition into the group play part of the story. So, Gary and Mona join us in the bed, on the bed. Gary goes down on me, and Mona and Rain are together mm-hmm. with some oral sex. So, like, you know, kind of side by side. So, honestly, if you want to get, like, squishy-feely, kind of a nice moment, we all reconnected with our own partners. Mm. So, that was nice. And it fucking felt amazing. So, yay. So, Gary asked Mona to switch so that Mona would go down on me and Gary was going to go down on Rain. Mm-hmm. We confirmed with Rain that that was okay because, again, earlier in the evening we had established, like, yeah. she might not really be into playing with Gary too much. But in the moment, okay, got the green light. So Gary goes down on Rain. Mona is licking me up and down and fucking sideways and backwards, and I don't even know. She had said earlier in the evening that that was her thing. Like, she excels at licking pussy.
Wow.
And she wasn't lying. Like, she she delivered on her promise.
That's fucking hot.
So that was fucking amazing. Now, again, I had just kind of mentioned that Rain is a little bit situational with men. And I don't know, maybe this was a good situation because in the mix of all of this, she tells Gary to go get a condom. Ooh. So he does because he's obedient like that in these situations. So Rain gets on top of Gary and starts riding him. And at this point, Mona and I stop to just kind of watch because aww. I think we were both a little surprised at the mm-hmm. turn of events. So we're just like watching Rain in her glory on top of Gary, just like riding his cock. So at that point, like, all is well. Like, what more could I ask for? And then Rain tells me to get on Gary's face.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, fine. So I hop on top of Gary's face. Rain is still fucking Gary, like, riding him like a rodeo. I am facing Rain mm-hmm. as she's fucking Gary so that Rain and I can make out a little
ooh.
Bit.
Yeah.
While that's happening, Mona is, I guess, behind Rain, kind of to the side, mm-hmm. so that she can still sort of touch and caress Rain. She's also playing a little bit with Gary's balls mm-hmm. while all of this, like, the fucking is happening. Mm-hmm. So, like, everybody is involved, which yeah. I always think is really fun when it works out that way. And then I'm probably the one that sort of stopped. Because I felt like I was suffocating Gary with my vagina. So I thought maybe he might want to breathe at some point. Mm. So I kind of like shift off. And then we all kind of pair back off with our own partner. Mm-hmm. So Rain and Mona go back over to like our mine and Gary's bedroom.
Oh.
Gary and I stay in this spare bedroom where we had all been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so we fuck a little bit. I can hear them fucking over in our bedroom.
Ooh.
Totally hot.
Yeah.
But, again, kind of a, like, nice just organic opportunity for everybody to reconnect with their own partner.
Yeah.
So, in all of this, I think it's safe to say that everybody had a really amazing time. And it just makes me chuckle that Gary over here was living his best life because he got to fuck three women that night. He had a turn with me and Mona and Rain. So kudos to Gary and keeping it up all night. So my takeaways of this sexy, slutty story. We just randomly happened to meet really Rain at the club at PGC that one night. we may not have connected otherwise. Mm-hmm. Just looking on SLS at profiles, we probably wouldn't have reached out to a female-female couple mm-hmm. thinking that we wouldn't have really been their cup of tea.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of one of those like, serendipity. Like, yay, just fucking happens. So that is one sort of takeaway, just again, kind of staying open to the experiences as they happen. Gary's theory in all of this, he thinks it was helpful that this was all happening at the time that I sort of took over SLS, because he feels like maybe I wasn't quite as like thirsty with them. Mm. Like we were genuinely interested in connecting with them as like as them, mm-hmm. not because they were a female couple.
Yeah.
But because we had met Rain, we had interacted with her and had a lovely evening, mm-hmm. we were interested in kind of progressing that relationship. Whereas I can only imagine, and they've alluded to the crazy messages that they get on the website just because they're a female-female couple.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They get a bunch of shit. So maybe, I don't know, I could ask, we can ask, we'll talk about it next time, if that was even a factor. But we tried not to be like predatory towards them. Like they're just people. We're just people. Right. Like, well, let's just be cool about it. Yeah. So I hope that that helped.
Wow.
And then I think lastly, even after all these years in the lifestyle, there are these new experiences to still have. Mm-hmm. We talked all about our evolution and like different things that we're open to now that we weren't once upon a time. And like, not that this is something I wouldn't have done whenever, I guess, but just the fact that you can be in the lifestyle a long time and still have new experiences,
yeah.
which I think is part of the beauty and the fun of it when it works out for you. Not every day is roses and sunshine.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fun stuff that can happen.
Exactly. It's worth trying something new with your partner or you as an individual, because you never know how amazing it could be. And damn, that was fucking hot. And maybe in the future you can recommend them to Barry and I, because they sound like very lovely people. And I, at the very least, would just love to have a drink with them. So that is fucking awesome.
We can arrange that.
But that was a super hot story. Thank you for sharing that. Holy shit.
Thanks.
So again, thank you so much for joining us and listening to us for episode number 50. Please do not forget to check the show notes or visit our website, friendswithatwist.com, because we are partnering with some amazing companies. If you have not been STD tested in a while or STI tested, or you'd like some ED medication, please visit our partners at Shameless Care. If you want to heighten your experiences or maybe have some more energy, ladies, some better sleep at night, things like that, please visit our website to check out Shivers or Love Your products. Yeah. We are also partners with Quiver. So if you're looking to dive into the lifestyle app or website side of things, please check out Quiver. And if you would like a nice icebreaker for your next event or house party or individual date with another couple, check out our website. You get a deal on the Game of Lifestyle. Yes. So we have promos for all these companies. Check out our website and our show notes for more deets on that. But thank you so much for listening to episode 50. We love you guys. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.